I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake rocked southwestern Pakistan yesterday near the Afghanistan border. The quake killed over 20 and injured at least 300. Four of the people who died were working in a coal mine when it collapsed. It was the early morning hours, and coal miners around the region had already begun work. Hundreds of people lost their shelter when their sun-baked mud homes crumbled. Mission Cry has a trip planned to the area near the city of Quetta. Jason Wolford tells us,
we wanted to do this because of the massive amounts of Afghanistan refugees that are coming into Pakistan, 50,000 of them. Some of those are going to a location where one of our ministers is ministering.
Pray this ministry would show the refugees the love of Jesus and ask God to strengthen rescue workers as they look for survivors. And in Iran, Muslim settings often ignore the thoughts, feelings, and ideas of women. That's why Omid Sabuki, a partner with the Voice of the Martyrs, works on a magazine for women that allows them to share their voices about different topics. He says the simple fact that the cover shows a picture of a woman increased interest about it.
Wow, it's the woman is there. The woman is important, and it's in a cover. And they ask about the what is this about? We said it's about your identity in a family. They're thinking about that. They are very open to accept that anything's for the woman.
As women want to learn more, Sabuki and his team share the Bible with them. Many women are surprised, for example, to find out that a woman is the first to proclaim Jesus' resurrection. Ask God to protect the team creating this magazine, most of whom live inside Iran. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.